This program is available on this quality radio services: Replay Radio, Breeze Radio, Talk Radio X, Audioboo, Spreaker, Absence Radio, Nonstop Radio.
Petra, don't forget Pipeline Radio International.
Plus the leading tablets, phones and PCs.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
And welcome to Postcard from Pop Rap, boys and girls. How the devil are you? It's the sun has got his hat on. And it's going to be... No, I'll tell you the weather later. Himself is dying with man flu. And Rach is trying to hold the fort up. But first of all, we'll tell you that we're in the beautiful... The sun is streaming through the blinds into the studio. In Pop Rap. Snow on the mountains this morning. I'll listen to him cough. He's only after the sympathy vote. Oh, now he's sniffly. You remember, Lee?
What?
Don't you remember the advert?
What?
No one likes a sniveller.
I didn't do that. That wasn't what I was doing. You misinterpreted that noise.
Yeah, right. You were going...
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Can I tell everybody what's wrong with me?
Well, you're going to anyway, so how could I stop you? Oh, listen...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody who's listening, can you show me some sympathy?
No.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I do not have man flu, ladies and gentlemen. I do not have man. What I've got is woman's
flu. You've got a hangover.
I've got woman's flu. This is the real thing. This is a thing that's cut my lungs from my heart.
Let's just ask the female expert of the programme. Rach?
Yes?
Does he sound like he's got woman flu?
You know what? I'm loath to say this, but I think he might because...
No!
Yes, no, I do. And the reason why I do is because he can't get rid of this flu. I actually think he's got Ebola.
You do?
Yeah,
I wear it with my city suit.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, only on very special days when he's feeling fancy. But I reckon he's got some sort of plague-ish type deal because poor old Lee, he's got, well, I call it the boomerang flu.
Yeah, but keeps coming it just back and your boomerang won't. Back. That's the difference.
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back.
My woman flu will. I wish I was in. If I was in Slovakia now, Uncle Eric,
yes,
I would sweep you up in my arms. I would carry you into the closest Kaliba, and I would kiss you and kiss you and kiss you until you knew the agony I'm going through.
Lee.
What? Kaliba?
It's a colibar.
It's a Kaliba. Ask any Slovak.
Rachel.
You wouldn't even have to do that. You wouldn't have to do that. All you'd have to do is lick his sandwich when he wasn't looking.
Oh, you can lick Eric's sandwich. That is disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself, young
Rach, baby. Don't encourage him, for goodness sake. How are you, Rach?
I'm excited because any minute my daughter's going to walk through the door and I haven't seen her for... ages.
When did
I last see her? I haven't seen her for at least, about a year.
That's really
it's
weird.
Do you know what's
weird?
What's weird?
What?
Well, I phoned my daughter this morning at work, and she answered it with a Mrs. Bucket voice.
Oh.
Yeah, very posh. It was one of those.
And I said, hello.
I said, it's me. So she said, who's calling, please? I said, it's me!
You know, that's funny that you say that, because when I had my lurgy a couple of weeks ago, and I had a really, the week that I missed, I couldn't speak. And, oh, my goodness, I rang my dad, because I needed to talk to him about something.
Yeah.
And he said, hello? And I said, hello? And he hung up. He thought I was an obscene caller.
Well, you normally are.
Well, that's true, too.
Can I just ask you something, Rachel?
Yes.
You know, on this Eric sandwich we've got to lick?
Yes.
Does it have his meat and two veg on it?
Stop it.
What? That was just a joke from a sick man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no crust.
probably is.
Thank God there isn't. Oh, dear. Anyway, let's get rid of the nasty bits out of the way first. And then we can have a bit of Christmas fun later on, boys and girls, because it's Christmas week. And Father Christmas is coming.
No, he isn't. No, he isn't. Yes. He doesn't exist.
Mr. Scrooge, don't you listen to him, boys and girls.
The only thing I like about Christmas is sprouts.
That's really sad.
Boys and girls, I'll turn him off. I've just turned him off, boys and girls.
So no, you haven't. I'm still here.
Oh, blast. Hit the wrong button. And there is a Father Christmas, so be good for Santa. And don't forget to put the mince pies out and a carrot for Rudolph, for goodness sake.
Mm. There isn't a Father Christmas,
there
boys
is.
And girls.
There is. Bucket of water and carrots
in it. Eric believes in it because he's mute silly.
Him. I'm going to mute him. I am. Let's get the bits out of the way we don't want to do, but we've got to do them because it's part of the programme. Yeah. It is a news programme after all. No, I've got to say hello to Niall.
Niall, yes.
What was Niall's second name? Do you know?
River.
Niall, who listens to the radio.
Yeah, Hey, Niall, you just got your own jingle, mate. Wow. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, and that's a freebie.
Niall's got
to I'm trying to open up my messages that you gave me to say very important message, Rach, and clearly I'm very just disobedient.
No, and I'm just a big blonker because I didn't bring it in the studio. But my lame
I've got it here, but you keep talking while I scroll.
Okay, well Lee and I'll do the first one. Somebody that nobody around the planet will know, apart from if you're in the UK, so you'll be completely disinterested. Mad Frankie Fraser has been buried and outturned. Eddie Richardson, that you won't know either, but Lee will give us a very brief pricey, won't you, dear boy?
Might not. It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. You probably have all heard of Mad Frankie Fraser, one of the 1960s biggest criminals with the Cray twins and
Lee
Richardson's.
Lee,
what?
Lee.
You said, what?
How much you bet me if I walk down to the middle of Pop Rad now that nobody will have heard of him?
Well, I think there is a good chance. Yes, people in the centre of Pop Rad might not have heard of him, but...
Will they know him in Tenerife? Oh, they might
of course he will. All his family lives out there.
Yeah, that's true. But
he became... Right, Mad Frankie Fraser was not a good man, ladies and gentlemen. He was not a good man. He was a criminal and he used to do terrible things to other criminals, but generally just to other criminals. Mm. And because of that, because of the glamour that grew around the 60s gangsterism in London, he became a bit of a star of the show. And some people say that this is wrong, that this shouldn't have happened, but he became a film star. He started appearing in films, got to be known, and the reason Eddie Richardson was quite important to this story is because he was one of the main, he was one of the Richardson brothers who were one of the criminal gangs who went up against the Cray twins.
Yeah.
And the fact that at 78, he actually came out to pay respects to his old mate, Mad Frankie Fraser, is interesting. I don't say it's brilliant. I don't say it's a good thing. I just say it's interesting.
Did you hear about that bloke who's been on the run from the police for years this week? He landed in a private airfield and got nicked. I love it. Rach, have you found it?
Niall doesn't have a last name, according to the
Sorry
message
for
you sent me, but he does listen via pipeline.
There you go. So it's Niall via pipeline. There we go.
Niall by pipeline. Yes. Not pipe the
Hello,
Niall.
Hello, Niall. Hello,
Niall. Merry Christmas, Niall.
Don't overplay his part, for goodness sake.
Who is he? Okay. Who is he?
A listener.
A listener. A devoted young listener. A 14-year-old listener.
Yeah, that's right. He was 14.
Oh, little Niall.
Niall, don't take any notice of what Lee says. Because
there's no Father Christmas, Niall.
He's going to corrupt you and tell you there's not nice things on the planet. Rachel and I are the honest ones.
Father Christmas.
Lee just makes it up like all newspaper journalists do. So it's
all Donner and Blitzen are drunk.
Oh, dear. Anyway, Clifford the Red Big Dog creator, Norman Bridwell.
As dog, big red dog?
Yes, big red dog creator.
The big red dog creator.
Yes. I remember reading these books when I was in school.
Do you?
Beautiful books, yeah. They were great books. When I heard this news, I was bereft just for about half an hour.
Really?
I was bereft. I was bereft.
I've never even heard of him.
I haven't, actually.
Really? Well, I haven't heard of the geezer that you were talking about before, so there you go.
Yeah, see.
Oh, well, that's fair, isn't it? Hands across the water, Rachel. Hands across the
right.
water.
Right, okay, we've done that. Rachel, I want to be serious for a minute because Australia has not been getting the best press this week. You've had the siege that you're going to bring us up to date on in a moment. But first, we had the tragedy yesterday of the, or this week, of the 8 kids dying in Australia. Mum in hospital being stabbed as well. I did actually watch your superior police chappie on the TV who didn't give anything away, to be quite honest. What do you know?
Well, not much at this stage because this happened today, earlier today. So this is very new, this story. But we do know that there were 8 children in that house aged between 18 months and 15 years old, all brothers and sisters. And the 20-year-old, the ninth brother, the 20-year-old brother went home and found everybody, which would have been really horrendous for him.
Absolutely.
There's a stepfather that they think might be slightly dodgy, but they're not saying anything. They're saying that no charges have been laid, no arrest has been made, but they're also saying they don't need, you don't need to worry about somebody running around with a knife around Cairns. So clearly they know who did it, or they've got their suspicions. But because it's an ongoing criminal investigation in its infancy, they can't really say very much.
No.
But it is a tragedy. And the other thing that gets forgotten in these situations is that although police are trained to deal with terrible things, having to deal with that situation must be really appalling.
Not nice.
And, yeah, bad. This never happens to, you know, in Australia. And do you know what else never happens in Australia?
What?
Sieges.
You had one of them as well.
We had one of them. It was terrible, and you guys would all know about it because it made everybody's news.
Indeed.
And we know that the police stormed in 17 hours later and took action because he was apparently, you know, about to take action himself, the baddie. But it's the thing that's been interesting about this is what's happened afterwards in Martin Place where this occurred in Sydney. It's right in the heart of Sydney. Uncle Lee will know this. It's right in the heart of Sydney. It's like the nexus of Sydney. And there's this massive, like, pedestrian mall that goes through the middle. And these flowers have been laid in this tribute to these people. And remember what the flowers outside the gates at the palace when Princess Diana passed away?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
There were millions and millions of bunches of flowers. This is what's happened to the middle of Martin Place. It's extraordinary. And there's also been concern about there being a backlash against the Muslim community because the fellow who did this was a Muslim. And he was a baddie, a bad Muslim. We all know that not all Muslims are like that, but there was a woman who took her hijab off before she got on the train because she was terrified of what was going to happen to her. And a woman said, "I'll ride with you," and sat with her, and she said, "You put that back on right now." And it started this amazing wave of this hashtag that's been all over Twitter and everywhere else called this hashtag "I'll ride with you" to say we're going to not accept any intolerance towards anybody and all that kind of deal, which is really nice. And that's worked out well. And today in Martin Place there was a bit of a memorial, and the two people that passed away in that siege that were killed by the gunman, they were honoured today with an Aboriginal cleansing ceremony, which was really nice. And also some protesters came to some anti Muslim protesters came, and the crowd shouted them down so loudly they ran away.
Good.
Which is really good.
Yeah, and I think we should remember though, Rach, that it happens to be right now that it's the Muslim community that's getting it in the neck, whereas before it was the Church of England, the Catholic Church. There is no exception to people claiming to be religious when they're not. And one of the simple similes to draw is that lunatic Hitler, who used to go to church after a battle and, you know, say, "It's all done by God." No, it's not. You're just hiding behind something, and these Muslim bad people just hide behind something. They are not true Muslims. Because if they were true Muslims, they would know that the Quran is all about helping your brother and sister, being nice to other people, and not killing them.
I think
it's brilliant. There's a massive mosque in Lakemba. The day that it was going on, while it was still happening, the guy from the Orthodox Jewish guy, the rabbi, was there. The one of the priests from the Anglican ministry was there, uh-huh. and the mufti, and they all went together, hand in hand, inside this mosque, and prayed together as a, you know, in their differences with their religions, they came together as a community because they were appalled by what was going on. Well,
can,
it was brilliant.
Can I just say this actual event in Australia, in Sydney, in the cafe, actually has nothing to do with religion at all.
Not really.
It's, no. You know, and everybody, including the press, is focusing on all these events. It's like the thing we're going to discuss in a minute. Yeah. That it isn't to do with Muslims. This is a bloke who was round the bend, who committed a horrific act, and everybody else has jumped on the bandwagon because he was a Muslim.
I agree.
And said that what we're doing now, we are creating a sense of fear of terrorism, which is permeating every aspect of society. And in that way, we are actually allowing the terrorists to win.
That's why I'm saying, don't do
it. You know what? Yeah, I reckon there was, if that was a plain old white man in that coffee shop holding up those people, it wouldn't have been international news.
No.
It would have been national news. But I've got to say, as a just a little
it would have been international news, Rachel. It would have been. It would have made it, but not with the impact it's got now.
Well, okay. No.
But
I've got to tell you, I was on a tram yesterday going through Melbourne, and that's why I love living in Melbourne, because the trams are brilliant. But I went down Collins Street, and in the guts of the city, there's a Lindt chocolate cafe. And I went past there, and they've set up one of these tributes in exactly the same way, although not as big.
Mm-hmm.
But that Lindt have just, you know, hands around Australia and set up these tributes, and it was really lovely to see.
Good. I'm very proud of Australia for doing that, because I'm reminded of the story, I'm sure I told before, which happened just after 9/11, when I was in the shopping mall, and there was this poor Muslim lady. She got the veil on and everything else, and she was struggling. So I just said to her, as you would, because I had little kids once, can I help you? And she said, yes, please. And as we went into the lift, I could see the tears coming down her face. And I said to her, why? And she said, because nobody has helped me since it happened. I said, stupid. Stupid, like you had anything to do with it, for goodness sake.
Exactly.
And, you know, human beings are normal. Remember, Richard went out on the Crusades, chaps. I don't think he was a very nice person at part of the time of that.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to work this terrorism out, which we don't want to here, you have to go back right to where Eric's just started. Mm. And who actually caused this trouble in the first place?
We did.
Thank you.
Yep. Sony's cancelled the release of the Kim Jong Kimmy film. and I have to say, I think they're quite smart. And everybody's going to tell me I'm a stupid. But before you tell me I'm stupid, guys, let's just work this one out.
Not I know what you're going to say.
Money.
I do too, and
stupid.
I agree with you.
It's stupid.
No.
I love it. It's brilliant. It's clever.
It's very clever, because if this film did go ahead and anybody was hurt in any cinema anywhere, because the nutters would have jumped on it, everybody would have been, there'd be millions of dollars sloshing around the legal system, because everybody sues everybody. And that way round, North Korea would have won, because they'd have put millions of dollars, millions of pounds, whatever.
They've still won.
Well,
this is absolutely. This is such a dilemma.
They haven't.
This is such a dilemma. Well, they have.
No, because they've made themselves look stupid.
No, they haven't.
Look, that's great things for publicity. When this film eventually does come out, because it will, once they eventually do that, it's been given the most publicity worldwide that I've seen of a release of a film ever.
And it will come out on DVD. You watch.
It may well not, because of what Sony have actually said that it won't.
Wow.
But the point is, the sad thing is, going back to what we were talking about, the siege in Australia.
Yeah.
This is exactly the same circumstances. We have had a threat made, apparently, by Kim Jong-un's followers or people or country or army or whoever, spy, whoever it is, that they, if this film was shown, they would blow up a cinema. Right, now, if you...
Lee, you're missing something. Really,
I can't be, because I've not finished my point.
You have, because...
I haven't.
Let me just see. There's an. I'm not suggesting I'll do this quietly so nobody hears me, Lee, right? I'm just whispering it to us, you see.
Cool.
If Sony was hacked into once, it could be hacked into again, and then maybe the film will find its way on the interweb via all those funny websites, and everybody will watch it anyway.
I know, I agree, I understand that.
Oh, right. I just didn't want to do it too loudly.
No, it's all right, I'll keep on whispering as
well. Thank you, good.
But it had nothing to do with that, the point I was making. The point I was making is that there is no doubt that King Jong-un, who...
Remember his name, Lee, what do we call him?
I can't remember.
Kimmy,
I used to have a dog called that.
Exactly.
And he
he ate a dog called that.
By affecting the freedom of speech across the world, the freedom to show by threats, stopping us showing a film that was created, whether it was good, bad or indifferent, doesn't matter. It was created for the world to see. And Kimmy, idiot, has actually affected the freedom of speech of the world by making terrorist threats. We are being beaten by terrorists left, right and centre, and we don't know it. We need to stand up and be counted.
Lee, if we called him Kimmy in North Korea, we would be arrested, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
We'd probably be beheaded, yeah.
And if you watch the film about it, you get blown up.
So if I'm not here next week, you know why, I've been beheaded.
Can I have your teeth?
Yes.
Apparently there were some cinemas in America showing, because they couldn't show this, they were screening Team America.
Yeah.
And Team America is probably one of the best films ever made.
Yes.
And it's like the Thunderbirds, but it was all about the evil of Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, I know.
And Instead of showing this the movie, The Interview, they're showing this movie, and I think, good on you.
Well, that's it. They've won anyway. The cinemas have won. They've won.
The cinemas haven't won. The cinemas can't win because it's bigger than the question of cinemas and Sony. It's the effect of terrorism on the world. We are starting now to react to terrorism. We said we will not negotiate with terrorists. We won't pay ransoms. We won't do anything which will recognise terrorism. And what's actually happening is the world is starting to notice it and become scared of it. That means at this moment, terrorists could have the upper hand.
Nah, we'll win. We'll win. I'll
Afghanistan shows that. Yeah. Yeah. Iraq shows that. Yeah.
He's off again.
Vietnam shows that. Yeah. All the other places we've been and lost, that shows that.
Why don't we just all jump off a bridge or shoot each other or just forget it? I think we should all take a cyanide pill.
Uncle Lee.
Because there are different ways of handling these situations.
Uncle Lee, where do I live?
Under a bush.
Yeah. Where do I live?
In a sandwich shop.
Yeah, in a sandwich shop.
I wish I could have a sandwich. I know one for ages. I could kill for a sandwich. A ruddy diet. Anyway, tell Rob.
Rob.
Yes.
112.
112.
Yes.
I'm down to
112, okay.
Yeah, I'm down to 112.
You're winning.
I am.
You're winning.
I am.
What's 112?
Kilograms.
Hey, actually, is that about 11 stone?
I have no idea. I haven't put any stones in my pocket. No.
Are you still big and wobbly?
No.
Ooh.
Last person I knew we had stones in their pocket was Virginia Woolf.
I had stones in my kidney once. Anyway.
I've had stones in my head.
I know. I can tell. Anyway, it's Panic Saturday in the UK, they reckon. 1.2 billion will be spent in last-minute scrabble for gifts. Why?
Exactly. Just because it's Christmas. What are you all doing? Keep your money in your pockets. Christmas is rubbish.
Do you know what I did for Christmas this year?
What did you do? Rach, while he's ranting, what did you do, dear?
What did you do,
I made things. I made things.
Good on you.
I made jams and I made sauces and I made... Oh, do you know what else I did for my brother? I painted him a really nice painting.
Good.
And I made things this year because, you know, I don't have a day job.
No.
And that's terrible. So I can't afford Christmas. But, you know, I think there's things to do when you're on a budget. And I've made lovely things and I think that's nicer.
Actually, it is because you at least... You know, they're not boxed toys, as I call them.
Mm.
How many people in this world have got Christmas boxed toys? Millions of them.
I gave my son a set of batteries, and it said on the front, toy not included.
That's excellent.
I despair. Funny.
Can I just say something here, ladies and gentlemen, because I think this is really important. Uh-oh. And him, as the one who's supposed to be in charge of this show, should have realised this and done it. Mandy Rice Davis has died. And Rachel, whose pose did you do on that wonderful photograph of you?
I did hers.
She's dead, Rachel. She's dead. She was
That's
70.
Horrible.
She's demised.
How did she
you
die?
Will forever be sitting in that position. No, she was a bit sick, but then she just went. It was quick and merciful.
Hmm.
Oh, good.
Right, moving
on. Carry on.
We'll get back to the massive shops, which is actually going to be really good for the shops that have been struggling on the high street, which is kind of cool.
That's true, yeah.
Because they get some money in the kitty, which means people stay in their jobs. And I think that's a good thing, you know.
What, the people go out and spend money on one day? Everybody goes bankrupt for one day in the year where you just go and see people you don't like and send cards.
Well, it keeps people in jobs.
I don't send cards to anybody.
No, I don't.
I don't send cards to anybody either.
I think that's a bit sort of... I think that's nice if people want to do it, but to me it's like, I don't like anybody enough to send them a card. But do you know what we're doing? It's half past... It's all 20 to 1 in the morning here.
Yeah.
And at about 3:30,
yeah.
Beth and Rob and I are going to go to Kmart because it's open 24 hours, and I'm going to play with the scooters and lie on beds and just run around because nobody will be there. It's brilliant.
It's cool.
That's a good idea.
That's a wonderful idea. But do you know what? No, you're right, Rach, about the cards. I mean, I got an e-card from the British Embassy in Bratislava, and I have to say it's really nice.
Yeah, it is. He likes it that much. He put it on Facebook.
Yeah, because it's a pretty image. It's a lovely image.
E-cards are a completely different thing. If you don't have to post things,
yeah,
it's got. Oh, I hear noises. I think Bethy might be here.
Ooh. I sent my daughter an e-card right in the post. Mm-hmm. Not in the post. I mean on the internet thing. Yeah,
yeah.
It, on the site, it said free singing birthday cards. So I went on. Did it all, set it all up. I got a drunken man singing happy birthday and stuff like that. Put it on a card of a young lady dancing to the music. Went to send it. As I send it, charged me £6.99 through PayPal.
Well, you shouldn't have PayPal.
There you go. That's a bit rude.
Yeah.
Why can't I have PayPal?
Because I don't like it.
Simple. I'll get rid of it immediately now. I didn't realise you didn't like it.
Believe it. You're never going to believe this.
I am.
Part one's finished.
Oh,
I can believe that. I've only coughed three times.
We haven't done anything yet. But we'll be back in part two, and we're going to ask a very special question at the end of part two, which both Lee and Rachel don't even know the question yet, but I promise you I'm going to ask it. Anyway, go and get your milkshake. Go and get your milkshake. Enjoy our break and things like that, and we will be back. We will be back as soon as young Debbie has said these magical words that you must pay attention to.
If your dream holiday is 2 hours from the UK, perfect for children and teenagers, young couples and the older visitor, ideal for the physically active and for those who just want to unwind, Aqua City is the destination for you. Described by the Travel Channel as the place that will soon be on everybody's lips, be ahead of the crowd and the envy of your friends, but still enjoy a home from home. Come to Aqua City Poprad, the world's leading green resort.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.